I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And Miss Nini, you know, I was looking at a magazine.
Yes.
We get a lot of ideas from magazines.
Yes, we do.
And there I saw those beautiful egg-shaped cookies that were decorated so prettily. And the question came to my mind was about frosting and how we use frosting and what kind of frosting. So I think you want to start with some kind of a basic.
The basic frosting that I use, it doesn't matter if it's on a cake or a cookie or even on a dessert bread, would be a buttercream frosting. And, of course, there can be various thicknesses of that frosting. If you want to drizzle more down the sides of a cake or a dessert bread, then you would increase the more liquid in it. If you wanted it thicker to be spreadable, then you might increase the powdered sugar. But a buttercream frosting is very simple to make, very basic, and it can be used as a filling or as a coating, as far as that goes. You can add colorings, food colorings, you can add different flavorings. Maybe you even want to add some liqueurs to broaden the flavor, perhaps a raspberry liqueur, a strawberry liqueur, rum, bourbon. There are so many different liqueurs out there that can be used.
And you could use flavorings if you don't want to use the real liqueur.
That's for sure.
You could use some of those flavorings. But, you know, you just have expanded my mind already thinking, okay, once I know how to make a really good tasting buttercream frosting, kind of the sky's the limit.
It really is. I never used to be a fan of a buttercream frosting because what I call it is so sicky sweet. And sometimes things can be too sweet for our palate. That's when I learned to brown butter, because butter is a component, or a fat, but I use butter, is a component of a buttercream frosting, butter, powdered sugar, and then whatever liquid you're going to go with from there. But to brown the butter first in a small frying pan or saucepan on top of the stove on low heat until the sound of that butter starts to change. It'll spit and it'll crackle and whatever. That's why you do this on low heat. But it doesn't take long at all, depending on the amount of butter you're using, to change the color of that butter that's in the pan and to change the aroma of it. It becomes this warm, nutty fragrance. Once that has gotten to the point where it's browner, the butter is browner, I don't want to get it smoking in black because that would be an offensive flavor to add.
Acrid, I think, is what I would call that.
That's right. Add the butter to powdered sugar. Then I put this all in my mixer, in my electric mixer. I start out with adding a tablespoon of cream because I want that richness. And then if I need more liquid yet to make it a spreadable or a drizzable consistency, then I will add milk to it.
So first you said cream and then you said milk. But I'm thinking the name says it, butter, cream.
Exactly.
Two of the ingredients out of the three, unless you want to add some other things.
It takes, and of course those two ingredients have a high fat content, and it takes that in order to make, I think, a very delicious buttercream frosting.
But now we have that basic, and I think you're going to share that recipe. Not that it takes a whole lot. That's less than five ingredients for sure.
Yes.
But I think that reminder to brown the butter and how you do that. And, you know, I'm thinking you said it doesn't take very long. It does depend a great deal on the amount. I'm thinking of a recipe I made that had like at least a half a cup. It took quite a while.
Yes.
But in frosting, we're not having all that much.
No. Well, what I did the other day, and I just used a cup of powdered sugar, and I just browned a tablespoon of butter.
I see.
So, and it didn't take long at
all. Don't walk away.
No, exactly. But that was just enough to get the flavor that I wanted, then added the cream and milk and went from there. And, of course, I could add other flavorings if I wanted to. But for the simplest of buttercream frostings, this is certainly an easy way to do it.
All right. So do you have another frosting that you sometimes use?
I like a ganache, and I used to be scared of that term.
I didn't even know what that was, and it sounds so fancy. And by sounding fancy, that kind of adds fancy, even though it's pretty simple.
Yes, it is. Well, ganache is very simple. It's basically chocolate and cream. Again, we're using cream. So the chocolate is melted and... No, I'm sorry, it is not. The cream is heated. It's warmed, not quite to boiling point, and then poured over chopped chocolate. That's allowed to sit until the warm cream melts the chocolate. That chocolate then is stirred, and it can be poured on top of a cake, and it makes a beautiful drizzly-type, drapey-type frosting over a layer cake.
Does it get shiny?
It is, and that's what I like about it, is that it has a beautiful gloss to it. Yes.
So that'd be great, I'm thinking, when you're describing it on a layer cake of some sort. But it wouldn't have to be. Hmm. You know, it could be drizzled over over almost anything. And is that too warm to use, for instance, I'm thinking, on a cheesecake? Or does it cool enough?
I have not used it on a cheesecake. I would probably want to let it cool a little bit before I smeared it over the top of the cheesecake or allowed it to drizzle over the top. One thing, too, that's really fun when you're talking about using a ganache is to use fun products over the top of it to make it glossy and glisten and even more so. One of those products, LaVon, do you believe that there is such a thing as edible gold dust?
No.
And this is, I think it's 33 karat gold, but it's just dust, and it is edible. And just a sprinkling of that can be used to put over the top of a beautiful dessert to make it even more beautiful and certainly ritzier as far as that goes.
That's sure. And so again, if you have a favorite kind of recipe that you know is going to work, whether it's a cake or maybe it's a pudding or something else, and you go, but I want this to look really special. And move on.
Yes, right. And now I must say that this gold dust does have a price tag behind it.
It's gold.
Exactly. But it is certainly a way to make a beautiful dessert appear richer and more expensive.
But if we just want fun, in the past you've talked about all kinds of sprinkles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's our, I don't look at that shelf very often, but I think there's tons of things there.
Oh, there are. Yes, one of my favorites are the pearlized little balls. And they come in a variety of pastel colors, either an ivory, a pink, a soft pink, a mint green, a yellow, and they're just gorgeous on top of a cake. I use these little pink pearlized balls on my champagne cake, and it's just gorgeous. It fits the bill. It's beauty and simplicity. Mm-hmm. Then edible glitter, and comes in a variety of colors or clear. That's fun to use. It's just something different. You might even consider, I think, when you talk about as simple of frosting, if you call it this, that you can get, is it just a simple sprinkling of powdered sugar over the top of a cake or a chocolate cake or a cookie or anything that brownies, perhaps a pound cake, something that you want this sifting of this powdered sugar. You don't want to go the extra another mile, you might say, by adding a mixed up frosting.
There's a problem.
There
you
is.
Put that in when you get it out and you got the frosting done, and then you put the powdered sugar on. You get ready to serve it, and it's. Where did that go?
It's gone. I know. And it's the surprise, because you started out with a dessert that had this beautiful sifted look. And perhaps when you come back to it, not that long later, the powdered sugar look is gone. King Arthur Flour Company, again, they're kind of my go-to source. They have a product called Snow White Non-Melting Sugar. And believe me, this will not disappear. This powdered sugar will not disappear.
But I can still eat it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's like a powdered sugar type look. It's superior. It's professional grade, if you want to say. So professional bakers use it. It holds up under plastic. Even when it's on top of whipped cream or an icing, it'll still hold up. It won't melt. It sells by a 1 pound bag, and I have got numerous siftings out of this. But you can extend it even farther and combine, for instance, make it half powdered sugar and half of this non-melting sugar, and it's wonderful, because you know, you have confidence in knowing that your dessert is going to still have this powdered sugar look even after an extended amount of time.
It's that finishing touch that makes all of the difference.
That's right.
So if you want to be reminded of some of these hints and kind of just get motivated, well, you could do that.
You can do that by going to KJAN.com, click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini, where you will find a recipe, the frosting recipe that we hope that you will try and maybe use ahead of the Easter holidays. But there are there's just a plethora of information at that website. And this podcast will also be on there too. So anytime you want to listen to us, we are there for you. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.